Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, please?
Rachel Green.
Rachel Green. Please go, Rachel Green.
I do.
Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, Ms. Green.
Okay, Ms. Green, could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Rachel Green, 303-651.
I don't have any of these dates.
Oh, here. That she gave us, an amended sheet. That's what we got this gen full of sheets this morning.
I looked at those. I thought I got them stacked on my desk. Okay. All right, Ms. Green, you're appointed for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. If I didn't ask you already, I'm going to ask you again. Please state your full name, your ABC number for us.
Rachel Jane Green, 303-651.
Okay, Ms. Green, I'm going to introduce you to the board that's conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Ms. Green, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I will be representing myself today.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Green, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Ms. Green, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community super have been violated. In phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, or either you can take the fifth. The reason I'm giving you the opportunity to take the fifth is that you do have a departmental report number on here, so that means that I don't know if there's a case pending or what the status is, but these proceedings are tape recorded, and anything you say can be subpoenaed by any attorney against you. So I'm going to give you the option of either saying true, false, or taking the fifth, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 7114 North 66 Drive in Glendale, Arizona, without the prior approval of your parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. I don't quite understand under that condition why you would have a departmental report, but is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
Sir, that is true.
Okay, thank you. All right, based on the admission of Mrs. Green, I'm going to move to find that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that she may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Mill, Mr. Quinones. All right, Ms. Green, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go over some information with you and then give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right. Mr. Turner.
Ms. Green was released from ADC custody on 2/16/2018 and arrested on 5/21/2018. By the Fugitive Apprehension Unit with ADC. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 5/21/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 8/27/2018 with 7 abscond days. Current conviction, aggravated assault, 3 years and 6 months from 2013. No prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CU IR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with promoting contraband, fighting, disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 2010, DUI liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. She has a GB score of G1, B1.
Okay, Ms. Turner, I see that when you were released on February 16th of 2018, you were approved to reside at the Phoenix Oasis located at 2456 East Rosa Road. Then looks like on March 2nd, you were discharged from the Phoenix Oasis, then you were discharged for taking your roommate's baseball cap without permission and then never returning it. The house manager then questioned you about whether you took your roommate's cap without permission, and you stated that she did not do that, or that you did not. Stated your roommate gave you permission to borrow the cap. However, a text message sent from the roommate stated that you borrowed one of her black baseball caps, clearly showing that the offender took the baseball cap without permission. Furthermore, the baseball cap was never returned. And then it looks like on March 5th, you approved to reside at Green Bay, located at 7114 North 66 Drive in Glendale. Looks like on May 15th, he received a discharge letter from Ryan Surgeon, the director at Green Bay Recovery House. That was a discharge letter stating that because of failure to comply with the policies and procedures assigned, that you had a positive UA for methamphetamine, amphetamines, cocaine on March 6th of 2018, positive breathalyzer on May 5th of 2018, and then says that you walked off without permission on May 14th and never returned. They didn't know where your whereabouts were. What happened? Did you relapse while you were in the program, or what happened?
Sir, it started off okay, and I was doing good with the program. And then the supporters they graduated and moved on. And then those who filled in afterwards were involved in some things that I didn't necessarily agree with. I wasn't comfortable there. I was getting eaten alive by bed bugs. Nobody was helping me. Everybody was robbing me in that house. It was just stuff I did not want to be involved in. So I took it upon myself to just walk away and find somewhere else to be.
Now, where'd you go to?
I went to CBI because I just know CBI does very well with placing people in shelters or halfway houses. And so they sent me to TLC.
Okay. Were you staying at TLC?
Yes, sir.
Is that where you were when you were taken into custody by ABC? Where were you when you were taken into custody?
I was at TLC. I left. I was at TLC for 4 days. The fourth day, I needed to report to task. So I removed myself and went to task. I came back, and by the time I came back, I was arrested and brought back to DOC.
Okay. Well, it looks like that you were referred to task. When you were referred to task, you were assigned the ivory color. Looks like you had four UAs during that period of time, and it looks like March 5th, you tested positive for methamphetamine, but the other three times on March 9th, March 26th, and April 23rd, you had odd negatives. So you appeared that you tested positive once, and then you started to have negatives. So what happened? What caused you to relapse?
When I relapsed, the situation, I'm going to be honest, what happened was I went to see my parole officer for the change of address in Vibray, and that night I was trying to find my way there by myself. I could not find the location, and I had nowhere to go. I was on the streets. I was sitting at a bus stop, and I didn't want to fall asleep at a bus stop, and you know what I mean? And I needed to stay awake, so I just decided to get high so I could stay up through the night to be able to find where the halfway house was, because I was extremely tired from the events previously. I was stressed, so I relapsed to be able to get through it and then be able to stay up in that night and find place, and I was outside that entire night.
Okay. So when you were at Vivian Two, it just says that you had used Apple House 2 days prior to them talking to you and met 3 days ago. And they thanked you for telling the truth. And you were placed in a 90-day program. Did you ever complete the 90-day program?
I had 2 weeks left. No, I had 3 weeks left until I decided to remove myself from the situation.
Okay. All right, Ms. Green, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Say no additional questions coming from the board, Ms. I'm sorry.
I'd like to read this note from OMS, and this may inform you of why that report number is there.
Okay.
On 5/16/2018, parole supervisor Fleshman requested that the warrant change to an emergency entry based on the offender's behaviors. On 5/14/18, the offender tested positive for alcohol on Beaver property and refused treatment and walked off the property. On 5/16/2018, Julie Green, the offender's stepmother, called Cecile Murray and stated that she had allowed the offender to come into her residence on 5/15/18, located at 2919 South 73rd Drive, Phoenix, Arizona, to take a shower. While taking the shower, the offender took her car keys. While the offender was in the shower, Ms. Green stated that she called the police. By the time the police arrived, the offender had left. The offender's father indicated that the offender came back to the residence with a baseball bat. He stated that she was defensive and he called the police on her and was waiting for them to come to his residence. The offender left the residence and came back later that evening and stole one of their vehicles. Ms. Green stated that when they went to sleep, the offender broke into their house and stole the car. Phoenix police were called and a police report was filed with the following report number, 2018-008-59659. Due to the offender's SMI status of a 3A and her aggressive behavior, I am requesting an emergency warrant to be entered for her arrest. On 5/21/2018, Cecile Murray received a call from the offender from the following number of 602-344-1013. She stated that she had been at TLC Sunny Slope and had been trying to contact her new parole officer. Cecile Murray informed her that she did not have a new parole officer and that she needed to report to the parole office on 5/22/18 by 8 a.m.
Okay. All right, Ms. Green, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. If not, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
The reason why it sounded crazy that I was looking for information involved with the new parole officer is the staff at V-Ray had lied to me about numerous things in my life revolving around like my business with my parole, business with my family, things like that. They had lied to me, so I was going off of what they said, and that's why I was calling to ask for a new parole officer, because they told me that it had changed, and they even gave me the woman's name, but they wouldn't like let me have paperwork or a phone number revolved around that. And I was seriously confused on how they would receive that kind of information, because my parole officer would contact me if anything changed or any new circumstances would come up. But the staff at V-Ray were trying to give me information about stuff that was going on, and none of it was true. And this is revolved around why I left and removed myself to a different location.
Okay. All right.
So,
go ahead, Ms. Green.
So I'm just like, I don't know, like I was trying to complete parole and I was trying to do everything that I was supposed to do, you know what I mean? And like I felt bad, but like the story about the car, that's not all true. None of that, some of that isn't true. Trying to think. I did receive a warrant and I understood what they were talking about, but like I had been robbed severely from my stuff revolved around the halfway house, and so I didn't necessarily steal their car. I borrowed it to get my stuff, and then once I borrowed it, I had been robbed again by people, and then I actually did try to file a report about the situation that happened.
Okay.
But then I got arrested.
All right. All right, Ms. Green, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. I want you to stay on the line so you can hear the discussion, Ms. Green, and then we'll get back with you. But I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the board's now going into a discussion. It appears that Ms. Green did relapse and start back to using drugs, and she had some mishaps while she was actually out. However, she's going to be released in less than a month from now, on August 27th of 2018. At the time she'll be released, she won't be on any parole or community supervision, and she'll be able to move about freely and do as she pleases. And hopefully she won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement or have to come back before this board again. She don't have any priors. This is an incident that she got involved in 2013, and she only had minor indiscipline and one prior DUI that she's actually been incarcerated for. But I really think that if Ms. Green just really gets focused on what she's going to do, work with the CO3, try to get into a program when she gets out, so that she's not actively involved in drugs, I think that she can be a productive citizen out there and not ever have to show up before this board again. I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Not hearing any comments coming from the colleagues, I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Green, find that she was delinquent, violated the terms condition of her supervision, had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or her company.
Second.
Agreed.
The motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Miller, Mr. Quinones. Ms. Green?
Yes, sir.
Okay, voted to revoke your community supervision. I tell you, you know, you don't have a bad criminal history or a real hard past criminal history. When you're released on August 27th of 2018, you won't be on any community supervision. You don't have to report to no parole officer. I hope that you will just take the time that you have left. It's less than a month. Try to get work with your CO3 to see if there's any programs that you can get in to while you're there or when you're released. And hopefully that you won't have any more negative contact with law enforcement. I have to come back before this board again. We want to wish you the best of luck, Ms. Green, and really hope that you will be a productive citizen, not have any more negative contacts in the law enforcement arena. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Ms. Green. Thank you. Please set the phone down so that the next person could come in.